Hey guys, and welcome to the Red Podcast. It's me, Roy, and I'm here with
your main man, Mono, as always.
Hey, what's up, man?
You know, getting this money, shmoney talk. Not really.
I don't know this stuff. But yeah. So what are we talking about today?
What's good with you? No, first, what's good with you? What's well, how are you?
I'm good,
How's
man.
Roy just, doing?
Just chilling, dude. Just working and streaming.
Yeah.
Starting to build a, actually, I'm starting to build like a solid
community. I've seen your numbers. They're going up on Twitch. With that being said, go follow your boy on Twitch. It's Papa Bear. Papa Bear.
Yeah, you gotta say cute. You gotta be cute.
Bwer. It's B-W-E-R. P-A-P-A-B-W-E-A-R. Papa Bwer.
Yeah, you gotta be cute. You gotta point. When you point both things together.
I felt it. I felt it when I was saying it. I was like, I don't feel very masculine saying it. Papa Bwer. Yeah. I was like, I don't feel it. Technically, yeah. You're still streaming right now. What the fuck?
You said what?
You're still streaming right now.
Am I? No, I'm not. I shouldn't be.
It says you've been on for 20 hours straight now.
Oh, hit refresh on your stuff.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah, it might be you. Yeah, refresh it.
Okay. It might have been me. Oh, my shit was still counting. I was like, 20 hours?
Yeah. Oh, with that being said, oh, wait, you're already a mod. Never mind. I was going to ask you if you want to mod my channel.
I don't even know what that means, bro. I'm such a boomer.
Basically, you can just kick out anybody that you want. If
they start getting too rowdy?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You're a bouncer. Essentially, you're a bouncer.
Isn't that like, I hear people make jokes of Twitch modders and fucking...
No, that's Discord mods.
Discord mods are like, you know, them neckbeard motherfuckers. Is that what that is?
I think it's only... That joke comes along from like...
girls point of view, like when they're modding the girls,
yeah, essentially, type shit. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like the whole entire meme of like M'lady came from
M'lady,
with like, yeah, with a like fedora. but yeah, Twitch has been going actually pretty well, man. Like, because I fully started like actually streaming in what
on a June? Schedule,
yeah. Like, I started in June, right?
Or
yeah, I started in June, and like my numbers have been like pretty steadily just going up.
Cause you constant with it now,
yeah. Essentially, yeah. Like, it's crazy because like now, like, on Friday and Saturday, I usually range from like 15, well, from like 10 to 15 on like those days.
Wow.
And it's surprising to me too. I'm just like, oh shit. Okay.
It used to be like 2-3,
bro. It used to just be me.
Yeah,
me myself and I.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. Anything in life, bro. It's just consistency.
Man. Yeah. Then like, I think Saturday. We hit like we actually got like 30 something follower people watching.
Damn.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know what's crazy? I think about all these other like big streamers and you would think you'd say 30. I'm like, oh, that's not that, but then I think about it every time, I'm like, that's 30 people. I don't even have 30 friends.
Yeah.
I don't think I have 30 people who care to hear what the fuck I gotta say, to be honest. So yeah, it's not like 50,000 people concurrently, but at least you have 30 people where it's not, because a lot of those like 30,000 like in 50,000 in the big streamers, it's just a lot, not taking anything from them, they're quite talented, I'm sure, but a lot of them is like a lot of people watching because they're popular, because yeah, they see a bunch of people watching, so they just jump on the bandwagon to watch it. But when you have like when you have people watching you in such a small number and they still choose to watch you versus going to like one of these big streamers and watching, it's like, okay, they really fuck you. They enjoy your commentary, your gameplay, or your aesthetic, whatever it is about your stream. They rather watch that than one of these big streamers that have like, you know, fucking studios just for their streaming and the shit. You know what I mean? So it's very impressive.
Cause like one thing I do, like I don't look at numbers. I only look at numbers towards the end of the stream. So like there's a number counter that you can off, and I always off it. So I never know how many people are in like watching me or whatever, so I just continue just doing the same thing. And then the only time I looked is like after the stream to see like, oh, like what's our average, what do we peek at, those kind of things. But it's crazy
people could gift you, somebody gift you like what's 10 is that 10 subs?
Yeah, that's so crazy to me. Somebody just came I think that's Proud.
Yeah.
She came and she gifted 10 subs to like the people that are watching. I was like, yo, that's fucking dope.
What does that mean?
Basically, they the terminologies. You know how you sub with Prime every week?
Yeah.
Essentially, that person came in and gifted 10 different individuals subscriptions to my channel.
Okay, for like the month.
Yeah, for the month.
Did she pick the people or just random?
It's random. I mean, you can choose the people. You can essentially choose who you want to gift it. But you can just gift it to like random like 10 people. I was like, dude. I was like, damn. I was like, that's very kind.
Yeah, that is.
Like, I don't even know that person. I was like, damn. I wish somebody would have gifted.
I gifted you. I gifted you a sub. Nigga, I don't even know what the fucking words mean, bro. I don't know if that is these new gen. I'm a boomer, goddammit. At least I act like that when it comes to these kind of things. I just don't. I'm just unaware.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think you're not just. I don't think you're. You just don't know.
I'm not in that space at all. I don't know what's going on. Like, I know the big hitters.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, you know, I don't know the term, like, the inside jokes, poggers, W this, L. I swear to God, not too long ago, I tried to look up what L plus ratio or something like that meant. What do they say? What do these young kids say? L ratio, L plus W ratio? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, right? You've never heard them say, like,
I don't think so.
Get ratioed or something that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Because, what's her name? This one guy got in trouble. Not in trouble, but it was a bit of controversy with Pokimane and Black Dude. What's his name? He does a lot of Gideon. And then he made everybody go to her stream and type in L plus ratio or something like that. And I did it, and, of course, she was sad. I think they're cool now. But at the time when this was happening, it was like, it was a big controversy. Oh my God. And of course, gender was was brought in. Oh, you're bullying a girl on the platform and da-da-da-da-da and all that kind of stuff. And you're sending your things, which, I mean, it's a little bit obnoxious that he did that. But for the most part, I don't think it was malicious. I think it was just, he was so excited because he had more concurrent viewers than she did at the time. And she's like, you know, she's fucking Pokimane. She's one of the biggest people in this streaming space. And I had to fucking look up. I'm like, what's the big deal? What the fuck L plus ratio mean? Like, why is everybody, you know, in a titsy about, you know, him saying that or that being a word? And I kept just hearing all around. I still don't know what the fuck it means, but.
Yeah. To be honest, like, I don't really, like, keep up with that stuff I myself. Like,
better get used to it.
Like, my whole entire thing for, like, this whole entire streaming stuff, like, ultimately, you know, God willing, I'm able to, like, use this as, like, a source of income. And like, it becomes, like, this hobby turns into, like, some type of, like, aspects of, like, paying something or whatever.
Yeah.
But essentially, that's, like, my whole entire goal for it is just for that. And also just to, like, build a decent community, man. Because, like, a lot of people are in the same boat as me. And I just realized that now, like, when I first started streaming, was that, damn, that's actually a lot of people that don't have friends in this game I play. And they just want to, like, do the raids. They want to do, like, PvE stuff. But they just don't have it because the game I have has a really bad social system.
Oh, yeah. Destiny 2. Destiny in general was really bad. I remember when I used to play Destiny 1. To find people, you just, like, there was nothing in game or in the, you, like, nothing that Bungie at the time.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, would create for you to find, like, people.
No social network.
Yeah. We had to use, I think there was a website for you to try to find people who wants to play the game with you, and they still haven't fixed it, apparently. And it's one of the biggest multiplayer shooters out there. You know, after the Call of Duties and the Overwatch and Valorant. And how you call it? The kitty one.
The kitty one? Oh, Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah. I think those are like the biggest hitters.
It's the kitty. I was like, oh yeah, that's
Fortnite. Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like this, like, honestly, man, streaming has been like going pretty well. The only thing that I'm worried about is that you oftentimes reach plateaus. And I wonder where now I'm gonna hit my plateau of like growth, or and like I have to figure out like how else am I gonna expand.
You know, you know my first thought when you said plateau, how you gonna expand? My very first thought, I'm like, yo, you need controversy, man. Your booty hole got a leak online. I'm like, yo, you gotta bend over and just straight booty hole on the screen. You can't sell out. Yeah, you can't use that one because you know now everybody gonna be like, psh, you heard the podcast. He was saying to do the booty hole thing. Yeah, that's the oldest trick in the book. Everybody knows you do crazy. The booty hole thing when you're plateaued.
Yeah. Like one of the crazy shit is that the biggest thing that I noticed for Destiny, and Destiny is pretty hard to grow, mm-hmm. just because there's so many, like each game has a certain amount of channels, and guess how many average channels does Destiny have?
Channels or like viewers?
Actually, channels, like actual channels that are streaming. Like
at Overwatch. Destiny at one time.
No, just in general.
Well, I'm confused. Reword the question for me.
So okay, so each game has a certain amount. There's a threshold. Like it'll tell you, hey, these are the average amount of channels on this one game
playing currently at the time of viewers. Okay.
Yeah. Take a guess how many?
I'm cheating a little bit just because I went to the front page, and it looks like they have. 5K viewers, so I would say the biggest viewer probably have 2K of those.
Not viewers. I'm talking about less channels.
I know. I'm trying to do the math because I'm like, if there's 5,000 people watching that game, the biggest streamer probably has like 1K to 2K currently.
2K's there. 2K's usually the average.
Yeah, for the biggest streamer in the space.
Yeah.
And then I would say it trickles down because a lot of people are doing 10, 20, 1. Four, mm-hmm. So I would say a good. I'd say 3,500 roughly.
That's very accurate. Yeah, 3,500.
Okay.
The correct number is 3,447. That's active channels at this moment of recording with you.
Damn, I was pretty fucking close. What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a lot of channels.
Yeah,
for you to get discovered amongst that pile, it's crazy.
How do you see that?
It's on my stream page. I'll show you after.
Okay. So it's not like known to like somebody who's not streaming.
I think you can, but I think it's mostly just for like, the people who do stream, so they can tell you like your competition, and like out of the 3,447, the average viewer count is 2.
Damn, which makes sense because you know how I said the top one is probably 2K viewers. Mm. The top person streaming right now only has 419.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's like, I don't know, but also Destiny is not a very mainstream game. It is, but it isn't. I don't feel like it's as big as all the other shooters. Whereas, like, I'm looking at Overwatch, you know, Overwatch 2, which a lot of people kind of like, you know, talk shit about in the state it's in. It still has fucking like 7 times more viewers than Destiny 2. It's at 34K. Yeah. And you know, and you have Apex Legend, which competes in that same space. It's very similar to Overwatch. Is at 39. Valorant's like leading the pack a little bit.
The reason why I brought up those numbers is just because, out of almost all the games, majority of the games, Destiny has the highest amount of people streaming it. That has like less viewers. Like, most times you see like. Streams or like people stream games, there's only like maybe like 20 channels that are streaming it, or like a few hundred depending on like how popular the game is. But for it to have like 3,500, I think Fortnite is one of the close ones.
You really think so? I feel like most games, like especially popular games like that, it probably does have a lot.
Yeah, but you have to remember what you said though. It's Destiny. Not a lot of people. It's mainstream, but it's not mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's true.
To have that amount of people like playing it, and then the average viewer, like it's very interesting when you see like the math.
Fair enough, and everything.
Yeah, that's mostly it. Just me bringing it to attention, like how interesting it is. But but yeah, dude, it's crazy.
Did he leave? Fucking, I'm looking at now. I'm stuck on goddamn Oval. How do you call this thing? Twitch. And I'm watching this player that used to play Overwatch. And he's streaming Valorant. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think it's because there's a lot of controversy with Overwatch right now.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, we can get into that another time. But, yeah, that's crazy with all that shit. But, yeah, dude, but overall, streaming has been pretty solid. Again, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is usually what I, like, shoot for.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's been actually pretty good. I'm trying. Like, now, like, I'm trying to be more like proactive. So mm-hmm. like now I'm gonna be like hosting like anime nights on my Discord.
Okay.
Then I'll just like stream like
Can you
like,
do that?
I don't know.
I'll know be that, honest with you. TOS, bro.
Yeah, but I'm not streaming on Twitch. I'm streaming in my Discord.
Oh, Discord. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were streaming, but you're not gonna be doing it on. You're not going to be streaming that part on Twitch. You're just going to be doing it with your Discord people?
Yeah, with only Discord.
Again, okay, never mind. You can do that.
It's TOS, yeah. It's TOS. But yeah, like well, I'm probably doing that. Like I don't know when, but I'm probably going to stream like the next two recent episodes of JJK.
Okay.
Then, yeah, because like, that's what I'm going to try doing. And now, like even now, like we do like, there's something in Destiny called like the Lighthouse, and like a lot of like people try to get to it. Mm-hmm, so now I actually have a roster. I have like 4 or 5 people that are willing to help me carry people to the Lighthouse.
Oh damn, that's pretty neat. Should you think I could get carried?
Yeah, I can carry you for sure.
I don't know why, man. I used to think I was good with these shits when I was younger. Man, I don't know if it's old age or what.
I think it's just your honestly, it's just your tolerance for it.
Yeah,
I think it's out the window.
I hate losing. Like yes, I don't yeah. like, and it's a bad habit of mine. Like a lot of times when people lose, they try to get better so they don't lose. Me, I lose and I'm like, fuck this shit. Shit's bullshit. I'll try again, but eventually I'm like, fuck this, bro. This is stupid. Who plays this stupid ass game? Like, I stopped playing Overwatch as much as I loved that game because, one, the game changed. I felt a lot from what I kind of knew. And I was content of where me being just trash. But now it's like, damn, it's like, okay, it's changed too much. And I just deleted that shit off my computer and haven't been on there for maybe over 6 months now. I think season one was like the only, season two, I think, was the last season I played.
But yeah, we could carry. Yeah, because for Destiny, the reason why I also get viewers is just because I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to brag or whatever.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm like top like 0.01% of like the whole entire Destiny community.
Yeah, there's only like 10,000 of y'all, but shit.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Which is even more competition. Yeah, so, I know. Hey, man.
If it's only 10,000, that means those are people who are actually fans of the game, who love the game. Yeah, they're diehard fans.
But yeah, like I was currently like rank number 3 for Rumble, then like rank 20 something for Countdown, and rank like maybe top 7 for Elims.
God damn.
Yeah, so like I'm in like the higher population. Like I'm a above average player. But granted, the people that are like on my roster for Lighthouse carry, they're better than me.
Damn.
So like if you hop on and you're like, hey man, carry me, I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Like that's how confident I am with these guys on my team.
I don't think I've ever been that good at any game, bro. Like at anything where I'm like, I'm the top in the world. That's impressive. Like
yeah, I think it's also just finding your niche.
Niche,
I guess.
Yeah.
Like for me, my niche is FPS. Like even for Valorant, I was like, when it first came out, I made it to Radiant. I think that's the highest ranking for Valorant.
Mm.
So even then, like for me, it's always been FPS for me. And RTS games, like real time strategy games, I always love those games. But yeah, you just need to find like what you're good at.
Nah, I kind of realized I'm just a very average, like down the line with all these kind of things. I'm just good enough to have fun.
I think with you, Maybe. I don't think you find your game yet, first off, because I don't think that has to be a game where you're above average. I don't believe this, like, not a single game where you're not above average.
I feel like there is, dude. I really think, like, this is one of those things where it's like, there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like there's so many different, there's only a finite number of genres of game. Like, if you played one FPS, you played damn near all of them. Now, some of them have their own little tweaks and stuff like that, and shooting mechanics. You got to get used to guns. But if, like, you're a good shooter, I remember, what's his name? Dr. Disrespect. He was big on, what was that one arena game? It was kind of realistic. What was that one arena game? But anyway, one of the big realistic arena type games, like, he was big on there. Like, he was one of the more top players. And he never played Overwatch. And I remember he just picked up Overwatch one day just to see what it was. And he was placed, like, above average for somebody who never played the game. He doesn't know any of the abilities. He just used McCree. Oh, I guess he's not called McCree anymore. But
Cassidy.
He picked Cassidy. And just based on his mechanical skills, he was able to be well above average. I think he was diamond. He was placed diamond. So that's pretty, like, it's just one of those things where if he liked the game and he kept playing, he's going to be at the top. He can probably not be the best at the game, right, but he's going to be well above the rest of everybody. He's going to be competing in the higher tiers. So there's nothing like, you know, FPS. So I'm just not a good FPS player. You used to play Halo. That was your thing. Halo's different from, Destiny.
It's kind of the same, though. That's the thing. I think that's the reason why I played Destiny so much. It's just because it's reminiscent of Halo.
I guess they were the same developers, right, that made them? Yeah, Bungie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, it reminds me of Halo, and, like, Halo was one of the first, like, FPS games I ever played, and the first, like, FPS games that I got, like, pretty serious to a point where I actually played tournaments in. Yeah, so, like, to me, like, it makes sense. Like, Destiny was a good transition for me. But now, like, Destiny is, like slowly falling apart. It's been falling apart for the longest. And now, like, Bungie's making a new game called Marathon. So
Marathon?
That might be... Yeah, it's a new game from
Bungie. What's that about?
That might... it's like The Division. You know how The Division...
Yeah, you used to play that a lot, too.
Yeah, The Division was really fun. It's just... The developers and the amount of cheaters were just too out of hand, and, like, the fixes were not fast. Like, it's a fun game, but it was broken already. And, like, the turnover time for it, it's, you know, you kind of just, you know, if it's not working, you're gonna eventually find a different game to start playing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, that's a new game from Bungie, Marathon, that's gonna come out. I don't know when, but they're advertising pretty heavily. Like, they even advertise it in Destiny, which is kind of crazy to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're cannibalizing, like, your own game, basically. But I guess it's the same pocket.
It is.
He's just taking money from one pocket and putting it in the other.
Yeah, true, true, true. But it's crazy. But, like, I'm just like, that's so odd for you to do that. But I also get it. But Destiny's not in the best state, and a lot of players can say
fix your game instead of just building a brand new thing.
Yeah, but but yeah, man, that's just how it is. But yeah, we'll probably be streaming Destiny and right now, since a lot of, like, creators are leaving Destiny just because of, like, how it's been. It's a good time for, like, little streamers to, like, you know, accumulate an audience. Then, if they want to, they can, like, pivot to a different game and play that or whatever. Because right now, I think I have a solid, maybe, you know, out of the 15 or 10 to 15, I probably have a solid six or eight that will follow me wherever I go.
Okay. What game would you play next? Out of all the games out right now, what's game that's actually out that you're interested in, like, you know, playing as a side game or something? Because I know a lot of times just answer that question first, I guess, and then we could go.
Honestly, I'll probably just play scary games with Symphony.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then, like, but right now, it's just growing an audience in Destiny. Since I'm really good at Destiny, it's easier for me
to just enjoy yourself, have fun, not worry about, you know, picking a game that's popular or whatever. It's just, hey, this is the game I'm good at.
Like right now, I don't use like really any meta weapons right now. Mm-hmm. Like the most I do in my streams, I just throw knives. Like there's like
that's your thing. That you have.
Yeah. That's all I do now. Like so like to me, like it's so funny. Like if you can get like a like you can just you yourself as a person just get like wipe out the whole entire team with this throwing knives. To me, I think that's pretty sick.
Yeah, I've seen some of your clips.
So that's what I've been doing, man. But yeah, it's just been it's gonna be a grind. But I have a feeling just like the amount of people I'm getting, and also I've been also like reaching out again. Like I said, I'm being very proactive with this. I've been reaching out to smaller streams, mm-hmm. and like I'll either rate them, rating as in like I'll.
Send I've my seen viewers. You do that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. There's a couple guys that I do that to. Some really dope people. But yeah, I jumped on like different people's streams and see my biggest thing for that, like I don't raid people who are just like quiet, who just like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Or like they're not really interacting with like their viewers.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the biggest thing about like streamers is that, you know, whether you're good or if you have something going, if you're not interacting with like the viewership, you're not really gonna go far. Because, you know, people can sit there and come and like to like you or like, they like how you look or how you play. But at one point or another, they're going to find somebody who's just as good as you, mm-hmm. but actually communicate with them.
Yeah, they want to be entertained. And at the end of the day, they come on there, especially as a smaller creator, I would assume they want to feel like they have a chance to talk to you one-on-one. You're going to answer them.
Yes.
Versus like when you go on...
That's so true. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Because because that just happened. Like somebody messaged me, "Hey man, I got something going on. I want to hear like your opinion on it."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Yeah, sure, man. Just shoot me a message, and then we can go to one of the private rooms that I have, and we can talk. We can chop it up." But but yeah,
you don't get that with like a bigger streamers and
nope,
stuff.
Nope. You don't.
So, I don't know. They build that relationship with you. Which, in a way, later on, it becomes an issue, too.
It can become an issue now.
Yeah.
Like, I think even now, because the biggest thing that for a lot of people that stream is setting the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And, like limiting expectations. It's the same thing with, like, you know, any job stuff. Like, if I were to start a job, I would always I will set the expectations lower, but then I will, you know, over-exceed. And I think that's right now is that the people who are streaming and the viewers think they really have a higher expectation for the viewers, I mean for the streamer.
Mm-hmm.
So they expect them to do this every single time. They expect them to do that. Because right now, like it's tough for me because like I get a lot of people that want to play, mm-hmm. and I can't really play with the people that I want to play.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like one of those things. Like I don't like kicking people just because I'm just like I get it, man. I don't want to leave people in the dust or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but it's also again like it's just one of those things that it's like a learning thing that you learn when you become.
It was more of like and I was thinking about it in a sense as well as a parasocial like issue like later on like in the sense of they think they're your friend or they know you or you owe them in a way. Of course, you don't know who's going to do that. And it's a very small minority. But, like, I hear so many stories of, especially a lot of, like, female streamers this happened to. This tend to happen to, like, with Stalker. Yeah. People just doing very weird shit. I'm like, bro, I just stream. I'm an entertainer like anybody else. We're not friends. Like, the difference is, like, you know, when they're watching The Rock on TV and The Rock is entertaining him doing his crazy Rock shit on movies, they don't have a response from Rock, so they're just screaming in the void. Versus, like, watching Roy stream, they could say something off the wall or something nice or whatever, and Roy's gonna respond. So it's like, oh, yeah, we're friends. We have a communication. It's like, yeah, but doesn't mean you can't build a friendship with someone on there, of course, but for the most part, it's like, especially when you get bigger, it's like, dude, we're not friends. It's not what we are. Mm. And I think that kind of is something that as streamers grow, they have to be mindful. Like you said, setting those boundaries of like knowing what it is and what it's not, so people don't have expectations of you to behave or do certain things just because they watch you or they interact with your chat or they sub to you or they gift subs. Like, you know, this is like a job, any other job.
That's why I also, I don't know, man. That's why I always tell people, I was like, you guys don't have to sub. No, I was like, I appreciate it. That's cool. I was like, you know, it does help grow, whatever. I was like, but you don't have to, man. Like, if you just sit here and just chop it up with me, that's all that, to me, that's all I care about. but then again, always you just have those people who are very kind, who just come in like, hey, man, here's, you know, here's $50, and then gives subs to people. I was like, yo, that's pretty dope. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, that is nice because, you know, people don't just give you money. For free, in the real world, to me,
I'm always grateful for whenever someone, like, you know, extends a hand of kindness. And, like, what I did, like, with that money is that I would go to, like, small streamers and then I'll, you know, give subs there. Using that, like, because, again, like, the whole entire purpose, like, for me, it's just, like, A, is to grow as well, but also to show, like, hey, man, like, you should always, you know, kindness is one of those things that you should always, like, I don't know. I feel like if you pay it forward, it's a much better feeling than, you know, receiving it all.
Absolutely. I agree. And that's kind of one of my, the coolest feature I think Twitch has is the, like, rating system. Because it's like, if you're going to bed and you know a streamer that's really cool, that's streaming, it's really nice that you just send 15, 10 people to them. Maybe they're all not going to stay, but, you know, if they get one out of that 15, that's one new constant viewer they're going to have.
Like, that's so true, because, like, one of the guys that, like, he added me, like, he would only get, like, a consistent, like, 3 to 4, you know? Then I started rating him, and I started rating him, like, you know, consistently. And now, like, he's at, you know, 8 and 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
And I made fun of it the other day. I was like, you know, it's so funny. I was like, now we're pretty much sharing viewership. Like, it's between
splitting, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, that's awesome. I was like, it doesn't matter, man. I was like, if I personally like you, dude, I don't want anybody to, like, fail, essentially. But I do understand the competition, and, like, you know, it's one of those things, like economy, like, you know, supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the supply goes higher, if the supply gets higher, the quality of goods has to become better.
Mm-hmm. And I've always wondered this. This was I kind of don't remember the reason behind, like, the scientific reason about it, but I've always wondered, like, why are there so many, like, when you go to, like, a fast food in a corner, there's always a McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's, like, walking distance from each other, or gas stations on the corner, there's a BP, a Shell, whatever, walking distance. I'm like, isn't that, like, fucking up the competition and stuff? Like, why would they do that? Why would they allow another business that's their competitor to be so close to them, or vice versa? Why would you want to be next to a competitor? Wouldn't you want to be as far away so that way? It's like, no. One, that's probably a hotspot. And two, just because McDonald's is there, if you want Burger King, just because McDonald's is there, you're not going to go to McDonald's. Yeah. Like, you want Burger King. And a lot of times, if you're there and somebody's looking for a burger, it's more likely that they'll try Burger King if they never had it, versus, so they're going to get a customer that way, even though they're competing with the other thing. They're not really competing, because most people know which one they want. Like, for gas stations, that's a little different, but even people, like, have certain gas stations. Like, I'm a BP person, I just
pump yeah they've B. been going there
yeah they like or... BP's gas or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. They're not going to try Shell's just because Shell's is close to them, but you know, somebody might drive by and see Shell's, like, you know, a cent cheaper or 2 cents cheaper, I could save the 2 pennies. So that's how it is. You don't really cannibalize each other. It kind of, like, it settles out. So that's all to say with this streaming thing, eventually, like, not cannibalizing. They all both, obviously, the viewers like you both, but eventually they're going to settle, like, oh, yeah, I like Roy. If both of them are streaming, I'm probably going to go to Roy's stream. And the other dude is not streaming, they're like, oh, I'll just, you know. That kind of, they'll come to you, but it's not like they only go here. They will never go to Roy anymore, or vice versa.
Yeah. And to me, even then, that's okay with me as well. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, I see that everybody has their time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and like you know, if like if they think their time is more like if they have more of a good time, you know, opposed from me than another person, that's fine by me. Like at the like for ultimately at the end of the day, like and I always say this, dude, like everybody, every one of us, has about 1,000 people that are willing to follow us no matter what we do,
mm-hmm.
but it takes us to like throw ourselves out there and like, and to like pretty much just to like the. Throw ourselves out there
and just try like, and do it and find that audience. But
so like you know, the people that are following me, they're like, oh yeah, he's dope. Oh, but this guy, mm-hmm. the one that he raids, is fucking even awesomer. Mm-hmm. I like him. I'm gonna stay here, but I will go there, or they might just watch both. Yeah. Who knows?
It's not a big, you know, like, big deal.
Because I know some people will get a burger from Burger King, then they'll get their Coke from McDonald's.
Yeah, they're like, yo, like, no. For example, McDonald's Sprite is different, you know, people swear
McDonald's Sprite though.
They'd be like, McDonald's Sprite, just it's just something different about McDonald's Sprite. They might do that. Yeah. And I know I've done that before, where I've gone in one mm-hmm. restaurant for something and got like the complimenting item from another restaurant just because, you know, I like it there.
And at the end of the day, we serve a purpose. As entertainers, the person is happy.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, like for you, you went to those locations. Sure, it might have been like a drive or whatever, but
at that's the what
end,
I wanted.
The end result is a happy consumer.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately like my philosophy behind like the streaming and rating people mm-hmm. is that, yeah, sure, I might lose some viewerships and they might go there, but that's okay. Because, you know, like there's so many people out there. And, you know, if one spot's not filled, there's always going to be somebody else that's going to fill that spot.
That's true. I completely agree, man.
But yeah, but the only thing I'm afraid of is like, the people who give subs. I'm just afraid of like, they're like, oh, I gifted you this. You owe me some. That's the only thing I'm.
You don't owe them shit. To be completely honest, nobody told you to gift, nigga. Like you wanted to gift. Like I understand it. I know what you mean. It's like, yeah, you know, you want to feel like you're getting your money's worth. But this is not like one of those things where if you do, it's not transactional. Like it is, but not in a direct sense.
People don't see it like that though. Like you have to understand, like we're growing up in we're talking about a society that is completely different from like how we were back in the day.
I disagree.
You know, like we understand. No, I'm saying there is the few exceptions, but I think most of us around our age understand that the dynamics of that kind of relationship is not healthy, and there's, of course, there's gonna be a few that don't care and they'll still do that no matter what. But I feel like now, especially now, because I'm not too sure if you saw the statistics for like males under like 18 to like 20 something mm-hmm. not having sex or whatever.
Oh yeah,
I think there's a point where they're gonna be like, oh, I gifted 10 subs, I gifted 15 subs, she owes me.
I feel like those men always existed, though.
They have, but I feel like they're more in droves now.
It's not they're in droves. They find somewhere to basically congregate.
Droves. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason why I say droves is just now because there's a huge platform. The internet is a huge platform.
Yeah. You know the word like incel in a way. It's like basement dwellers have always been around. Like they always knew that. They knew where they met. They used to go meet at the... And this is all stereotypes, of course, but they'll go meet at the comic book shop, whatever. They had their cliques, but they had to leave and find like-minded people. Now you could literally find like-minded people on the internet. No matter what outlandish thought or idea, theory you have, fuck,
dude.
You'll find someone so who agrees with you.
Oh, man. So I managed to, like, I got, like, I joined this Discord, and man, it's like, you know that whole entire thing of like the people who like do the anime voices when they talk.
I hate it. And they
do like the uwu and stuff like that. The uwu stuff I just think is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know when they put the fingers together.
Like, I just like it. when you're being ironic, like when you're being like, you know, funny, you're self-aware. I'm like, it could be funny, but it's like anime... acting it out, it's a bit cringe, but I can't stop anybody from living their life, man. If it makes you happy, just do it.
Yes, yeah, so, no, for sure. Yeah. I do like it. I never been in like a Discord like that. I do. I am a part of a furry Discord.
What the fuck are you doing at a furry Discord?
No, it's one of my friends. Like from high school. Like he was a furry. Like he's always been that, and he's actually a really good person.
Nobody said furry people can't be good people. I'm just saying.
Dude, honestly, what? I think furry people are fucking awesome.
What are you doing in their Discord? Like, what interest do you have in furry people?
Show support to the homie.
What the fuck? That's odd to me.
No, but the thing is, like, the this one that I'm in now, it's like the furry Discord is this. It's just cool people. It really is just regular people with just similar interests. But this one that I'm in now, now that shit's fucking weird as fuck.
The fact that you're in multiple furry Discords is what's
well, this one's not furry.
Okay, I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like, it's the cringe anime type of thing. That's
so
like
they just happening. Do anime voices and act out. They're the kids that would run.
They
that
talk
do Naruto.
To each other that way. Like in VC's voice chat, they're legitimately talking. And
yo, give us a demo, bro. Give us a demo.
Oh, bro, I can't give you a fucking demo.
Give
that
me
that. That shit gives me. That shit gives me.
I'll give you an example of things I don't like. The voices that I don't like.
I'll tell you what exactly. Go ahead.
I don't like VTubers, girls that talk like that. Not a huge fan of VTubers. That VTuber voice, girls, and. Sakuna. I don't know why.
You always have an issue with that guy.
I don't like Sakuna's person. I don't know if he's like that in real life or is this a persona.
He is. He actually, I think Symphony was telling me. She was like, he actually has like some type of like social anxiety issue.
Sure, I believe it.
And like something else, but I was just making fun of you. I was like, yeah, Manny does not like that guy at all.
I do not like his persona as in like, he might be the greatest guy, the sweetest guy in the world, and I don't know, but just kind of like the way he speaks, which could be his natural speaking voice, I'm like, wow, not a fan. Not a fan at all.
But go back before we go on a tangent, go back to those voices cuz I before I forget.
Cuz
I was like,
people that talking like
give us an example.
I can't do it, man. I can't fucking do it. I'm cringe.
They can't catch me on the streets
like
this.
Yeah, they hit me with the it's gonna cool like that type of shit.
Bro,
I can't.
It's fucking
it hurts my soul to do it. I don't know. This is my example. And I was gonna talk about this like when we did our anime. One of my biggest pet peeve in anime, and I feel every time they do it, it makes me feel yeah, so cringe, so awkward. It's just so bad every time. Mm-hmm. Characters that close their eyes to say something sweet. I'm like, and I was like, people don't do that. People don't fucking do that. So what I did is I closed my eyes and said, "Of course you can." Like with that, you know what I mean? Like I'm gonna show you a scene.
Oh, that
like you know where they look like they tilt their head and close their eyes and say something to the character or like. Do you hate me? And then the girl might say, I could never hate you. Or like with the clothes. I don't know. It's just very good. It's a very common anime like aesthetic look. Right. Mm. It's just kind of, it's just cringe. They even made Vegeta do it. It's one of Vegeta's most common. It was Vegeta when he did the bomb. Like when he sacrificed himself. That look, but imagine somebody says something. I'm like, nobody closes their eyes to say something.
Vegeta's too gangster.
I'm saying. It didn't even work, like, because I like Vegeta's, because it's like, it was a sacrifice, but I was watching
that scene was so fire.
Something, and they did it, and I was like, yucky.
No, but yeah, I'm in this Discord, and like, I calls would be like that, and I'm just like, what is going on here? I was like, do people not realize that? There's other people in here.
But
I'm just like,
you join their common interests. They know what they're getting themselves into. You can't get in there and start talking shit about them.
I didn't know. I was again supporting somebody. Then they have the Discord. I was like, oh, I'll just join it. Might as well, you know. And I was just like, and I joined like a VC. Then they started like, mid talking, and they were talking like in that, the extra anime voice. There was actually a lady who did it on Instagram, like showed it how people talk like that. I need to find it again. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good clip. But yeah, I was just like, whoa.
I don't have any, I don't have any weird or different or fringe like groups or ideas or thoughts that I'm a group part of. The only thing I ever joined once just because I was curious, and I left after I got a few a few material. But I went, I joined a hentai group on Kick when I was younger, and then I realized I'm like,
KIK guys,
yeah,
not KIC,
yeah, yeah, KIK, the text and messaging. I was like in a hentai group, and they were sending hentai, but me, I was just a, I was a creep. I was waiting for the girls to send real shit about themselves. But they were all about the 2D. And I was like, fuck. All day, they will kick you if you don't send hentai on there. I was in there for maybe a week, just being a horny young man. But that's probably the weirdest or most different group I've ever been in. But it seems like it's a pastime for you to join eclectic groups.
Bro, apparently that's like again, like because you know, like I had my you know, my reservations when I joined a furry server. I was like, oh, what's gonna, like, because I hear a lot of like stigma about it, but no, it's not. It's just legitimate people with like similar interests that are like,
then why does it have to be a furry server? Like, they must talk about furry shit from time to time.
No, they do. They go to conventions, like, you know, they you know, they do artwork specifically for like furs and stuff like that. And like, to me, I was like, oh, okay. Is this, again, a group of people with similar interests?
What is, you got to defend them now because they're not here to defend themselves. Why? Like, what is their reasoning? Like, what draws them to animal for
the fuck? I don't know. I really, like, don't know. Like, my friend, he explained it before, but I was like, I just took my head back. I'm like, I don't get it. I was like, but I'm not going to judge you for it. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to know what about it makes it. Same thing with people who have foot fetishes. It doesn't register in my head. So I'm like, what about a feet get you, get you stiff? Yeah, it's like, it gets you stiff, rock? Rock hard?
I think I'll ask him. I'll ask him next time. I'm like, hey, man, like, so, like, I'm ignorant about this, or like, I just want to be educated, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what is a furry, and how does,
why does one, it intrigue, like, you
find themselves into that kind of platform?
Like we're into anime, right? And anime is very like for it's starting to become mainstream now. But at the time, people would be like, "Why are you watching them cartoons?" I feel like I could explain why I enjoy it versus regular American cartoons. All right, yes. It has a great storyline. It has deep messages, and it could tell stories that you can't otherwise tell in live action. Is the same thing. Yeah. If you're watching, I'm watching a cartoon, but it's still telling a story that him enjoy. Like, just because it's drawn is not for kids. Like, you know, like I was just saying, hentai, there's stuff like that. And there's Berserk. There's a lot of animation that is not made for adults. And I could counter with them with, like, hey, so when you watch Family Guy, do you think, oh, this is for kids, I shouldn't be watching cartoon? Or are you like, no, this is not a children's animation, but the jokes that they tell in that anime, it wouldn't work in live action. It's like the physical comedy or the absurdity, like, you know, jokes like maybe like where they imply rape, like for punchline, like when you know it's like a cartoon character, it's still like, you know, okay, some people might not find it funny. It might be inappropriate. But when you know it's just freaking cartoon guys, but when it's a live action thing and they kind of imply certain things like that, you as a human, you just kind of like, I don't think I like where this is going. And the other one is like, I don't like that joke, but it's like, oh, nobody's getting hurt. Nobody's implying anything. It's not hurting anyone. So there's certain jokes you can make in cartoon where it's so far from reality that you know it's a joke versus, like, you know, live action. I was like, I don't know. And slapstick stuff doesn't work the same way. Like, they're trying to do the One Piece live action. I'm like, why? It's just One Piece is a like, it's type of story is trying to, it has to be cartoon. It has to be. I was watching. Of course,
I agree with you. Like, I'm like, sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to tell you, like, I was watching, like, Into the Spider-Verse. Miles Morales, which is a Spider-Man movie. And as I was watching it, like, the stuff that was happening in there, I'm like, this is such a good movie. But this would look so fucking stupid in live action. Because there are Spider-Man live action movies where the Spider-Man's very quippy and all that. But some of the things, like, it's just, it's very awkward.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, what was I saying? But, yeah, like, next time I'll ask him. Because he's very open with me. And, like, he's not like one of our friends who would just, like, well, you're just ignorant. You don't understand. You won't understand it because you're not a part of it.
You don't know my pain.
I'm just like, I know, right? I'm just like,
my pain is greater than your pain. Is that how they talk in the anime server? I mean, not the anime.
Oh,
my
brother.
Pain is greater than your pain.
Not even that. It's more of like the cutesy stuff.
Yeah. Ugh, yuck. cutesy shit is so cringe to me. Even when I watch little kids do it, I'm like, yuck, don't do that.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And like, I was not expecting to find myself in that type of
environment.
I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was like, oh, this is gonna be, you know, regular people calling it. But no, it was like literally legitimately demic talking cutesy, talking like anime characters, and also like trying to and man, these girls on there were fucking eating it up. They're like, nom, 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 nom.
Oh,
yes.
Yuck.
I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
You should have went there with your sexy anime male voice.
I kept myself quiet. I was just like, I'm just going to sit here and just like eat my popcorn.
So they fuck with Sukuna heavy, huh?
I don't know.
I'm saying like that's the type of people they would love in those servers, like that type of voice.
Maybe. I want to say, yeah. I mean, if that's a trope, like if you think about it, like, yeah, he's Asian. I don't know. Is he Japanese or Korean?
I don't know what he is. Probably not Japanese, though.
He's some type of Asian. You know, he's handsome. So, like, of course, like, that's going to be a huge draw to a lot of people in that fandom. It's just, that's just how it is, man. Like, if you're just like average looking Asian guy, like you will have like a high
success rate. I said Sukuna. His name is Sukuno.
Yeah, Sukuna is from JJK.
No, Sukuna is from JJK. Sukuno
is
the personality.
But who knows, man? That shit is just wild. I found myself in some strange places, man.
I don't know. The internet. I don't ever get found in those strange places. So
yeah, but because you're not like in that.
I guess I'm not looking. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because like I just stumbled on these people. Like I was like, oh man, this person sounds pretty cool. Let me check them out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I'm over here. Somebody trying to riz up a lady.
Oh wee, oh wee, like that.
More of like that, and also like the suggestive, like, haha, you know what I mean. Oh, dude, that gives me legitimate chills. It's fucking wild. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for this journey of anime.
I'm excited for you, man. You got my full support on here. Come on over and do your thing now, boy.
Next thing you know, I come back and I'm just like, yeah.
You be like, yeah, man.
I start talking in anime.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, they took him. You know how it's going to start?
Bring him back.
You're going to be you're going to want to go to a convention. I'm like, yo, I've never been to a convention. Let's go. You're like, oh, I want to wear this character. And you're going to pick like a What's the word, Roy?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Like, furries. What is called? Animatronic? No, that's the...
That's
I don't know. Giving personalities to animals, I guess. The furries. I feel like you're going to pick a character that's a little slight furry bait. And then you're going to... and then you're going to go become full furry within a year. And I'm like, happened?
That's not me. You know, dude, you already know how I am. Dude, I'm so stubborn. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you know how stubborn
I am.
Like, if I say no, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
But I feel like they'll get to you.
I don't think so.
Happening. Okay.
Just because.
Sorry. Just go say what you're going to say. I just thought of something and I had to share with you.
Go ahead.
It's a way tangent, way off base completely.
Oh, go for it.
Do you know the Island Boys?
They're gay.
They're not gay. It's like incest bait.
Oh, whoa, that was completely.
Yeah, they post videos of them like kissing on their I don't know if they're gay. Being gay, I wouldn't give a fuck. I don't care. People do whatever. But it's just the fact of them like kissing each other on, like, you know, OnlyFans for money. I'm like, how low down the barrel do you have to go? Like, how bad do you have? Like, how bad is life for you, money wise, to where you're like, I'm gonna kiss my brother, my twin brother, on the internet and post it for money, where I know this is never gonna go away.
I think it's that, like you said, for money, but I also think it's just because like they got it's always one of those things, like they got stuck living this kind of lifestyle, and like this is the only way they can, like,
they want to stay relevant. They have kids.
Relevancy. There you go. That's very huge.
They have kids, or at least one of them have a kid, or there's children involved. Like, could you imagine your child's one day seeing you kiss your twin brother? Like, oh my god, being gay. That's like whatever. I couldn't give two fucks about them being gay. I know the community they are in might not be as accepting, but the incest bait, I'm like, yucky.
I think I saw somebody said I don't know, there was a comment on like one of the posts that they like somebody like I was like posting about them. I'm like, oh shit, they put a fucking Budweiser commercial, like put a fast one on.
Oh fuck, I
was like, damn.
And I think what they're doing is, I think it's illegal. I don't know.
I think depending on the state, I think it's actually state laws that.
Okay, that govern that?
I think so. I don't think it's necessarily a federal.
But that was just a strange thing that I found out the other day. And I saw the video. Because I saw somebody was saying, yeah, they're doing incest baiting things on. So I thought they were just kind of like, you know, insinuating whatever. And then I saw full on French kissing his twin brother. And I'm like,
that shit's wild.
And I'm like, oh no, it got to be a mirror effect. They're using effects. To where you know it's the same person, but they do a mirror thing to where it looks like they're kissing. But I'm like, no, the tattoos are different. No, that's definitely his twin brother he's kissing and posted it on the internet.
For sure. It's so crazy, isn't it?
It's cringe.
We're about to cross an hour, so I think it's a good stopping point for us. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I think I got.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. I know we went from, everywhere, but that's all good. As always, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next time.
See ya. Peace.